What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to Sync Music Mondays. Every Monday, that's right, every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Y'all know the vibes. We all music licensing in the coolest form. We are the coolest. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out for viewing every week. We're charting a lot of these charts, man, so it's a beautiful thing. Great to see. And as always, we're going to start off with the word of the day. All right, this word of the day is pretty basic, pretty straightforward. And it's pretty simple too. It goes, you know, let them, what's it say? Don't mind people because they're going to talk regardless. I'll say that again. Don't mind people because they're going to talk regardless. A lot of times people overthink because they worry about what people are going to say, what people might think in regards to judging them. But don't mind people, man. Like, you got to do you. Stay committed, stay the course, because ultimately it's like you got to live your truth, right? So it doesn't matter what the naysayers say. They always going to have a problem. Haters going to hate. Why? Because it's free, and that's what broke people do, right? Anything free, they're going to be good at. So don't even worry about that. Just do your thing. And that is the word of the day. But for today, you know, we get a lot of questions about placements that we've gotten. We've gotten, like, you know, over 1,000 placements to date. Recently got another one. So we're going to talk about that placement in particular. And, you know, just briefly touch on, like, how that song was created, specifically why it worked, and in terms of, like, for your own all intents and purposes, like, when you're creating your music for TV or film, what that looks like, what it should look like. All right, so this placement we got was with The Voice. Everybody knows the show The Voice, huge show, massive show. And the particular song that got placed was a song that I did with my man Yanni. Shout out to Yanni. We actually had him on a show a couple months back. He talked about a lot of stuff that he did with a lot of famous, big, large corporations in terms of his musical style, his musical production. And that song is called Opportunity. So when people ask us a lot of times, like, how to get songs in TV and film, it varies depending on what the song is about and what it pertains to. So this particular song, and we'll include a link down below just so y'all can stream it. Y'all can get a feel for what it sounds like sonically when you want to get a certain type of song placed for a certain type of thing. All right. So this particular record, actually, we wanted to do something that had, like, a Marvel theme, like a Marvel feel. So a lot of times when I talk about cinematic hip hop, these are the type of things that I'm referring to, like songs that have a lot of instrumentation, but in terms of big buildups and big drops. So when you listen to certain types of music that combine hip hop with that type of almost like theatrical type music, like when you listen to these songs, the background music that's playing in a lot of these movies, pay attention to that, right? Like when you go to the movies, listen, but intentionally listen to what they're doing. Like, a lot of times they'll let the beat breathe. It's not going to be too wordy. So you'll notice, like, when you listen to this song that's down below, like I said, y'all can click on it. You can hear for yourself. I made sure to let the beat breathe for all intents and purposes in certain spaces and places because I want to allow the instrumentation to flow through. So keep that in mind when you're pinning your songs, when you're doing your music. Don't overpower the beat. I think a lot of times, like, musicians, they want to be heard. They want to get off in terms of what their skill set. So I know growing up in Queens, everything was about the bars. Everything was about the lyrics. I just want to just show you, like, I'm just going to bar you to death with the flow patterns, the intonation, the connotation, the metaphors, the metaphors, the meta six, whatever you want to call it. I was just going off. But with the song structure for these types of songs, for cinematic hip hop, you want to keep it simple but effective. So with the hook, we knew that we wanted it to be something universal, right? When making a song for sync, you want to make sure it has the potential to get synced in various things, right? So we're not going to stifle ourselves based upon content. So the overall theme of the song was opportunity, right? So the chant for the hook is, this your opportunity, your opportunity, your opportunity, your opportunity, this your opportunity. Right. So it's a repetitive chant letting people know that this is the basis for this song. And then the lyrics then spin off of that in terms of just the overall theme of taking full advantage of your opportunity to be successful, your opportunity to be a winner, your opportunity not to fail, but to succeed. So I made sure, like, with the structure of the verses, that's how I structured it to try to just kind of just get that overall theme going repetitive. And that's what you want to do with songs, tailored for certain things with sync, right? You got to hone in on a theme, number one, effectively deliver that theme, number two, and then close it out, right? Big finish, number three. So it's like you got all these moving components, but when people hear the song, they're drawn into it. So that's why that song works so well, particularly for the voice, because when you hear the person singing, you hear the cinematic, the background going, it works, right? And that's what you want. Like when you look at these TV shows, these films, I would say if there's something in particular that you want to make music for, whether that's a TV show, a video game, become a student of it, right? Like you got to really like intentionally listen and hear what it is that they're doing consistently and how you can fit into the scheme of things, right? Like it's kind of like I love sports, watching a basketball team play, right? When Golden State Warriors were at their prime, they were winning consistently because everybody played their role, right? So that's the same thing when you look at these TV shows. They're winning for a reason, right? You look at these movies, they're winning for a reason. Your goal and your mindset should be, how can I add value, right? Not to reach out and say, hey, I want to get put on, because that's the worst thing you could do, right? You reach out to a music supervisor. Hey, you know, I want to get put on. I want this. Always asking, but instead of asking, saying, you know, from a business perspective, to say, hey, listen, I love what you do, and by the way, I heard such and such song that was featured on episode 16, and I have a song that's tailored specifically within that lane that could quite possibly work well, right? That's how you kind of pitch it. You get it in there. You let them know, number one, I'm aware of you. I'm aware of what you've done, what you're accomplishing. I'm also aware of the fact that I have something that can possibly add value. Who doesn't want value, right? Everybody wants value, right? People tend to look down upon beggars or people that want to take. But if someone has value to offer, 9 times out of 10, they're going to hear you out, right? Not saying that that's always going to be the case, but present yourself professionally in a way where people can see what you can bring to the table and your abilities collectively, right? Because that's a big deal. Like, you want to make sure that you're able to do that consistently. So with that particular record, not only was it on The Voice, but it's also getting a lot of traction through a lot of different avenues as well. So, you know, we realized that over time as well, with trial and error, right? Like, to stay consistent, but have that message, that theme that consistently follows to keep the listener engaged, right? Like, they know what the theme is. I think a perfect example of that was when Eminem did Lose Yourself for 8 Mile. Perfect example of an artist sticking to a theme, staying in the pocket, but not only staying in the pocket, but having great production, having intonation, connotation to keep you engaged, right? That's the thing. So when you make your songs, don't make them monotone, don't be boring, add certain things. So like when y'all listen to this song, you'll be able to hear actually, you know, in real time, like how we were able to keep the listener engaged with the drops, with the transitions. These are the things needed to actually bring a song to life, right? So, you know, I mean, that's pretty much it in a nutshell. You know, we'll hop on every now and then to discuss songs that we've done. And I think it's pretty dope to provide the link down below so you guys can actually hear it. And then you could kind of use that as a base or a guideline when you're trying to move forward and when you're trying to make songs. And you might not really know where to start. This is kind of like a framework for you, right? So this song, like I said, it's cinematic hip hop. It has that feel collectively. I would also advise, like, you know, for any musician that's trying to do this, link up with like-minded producers, right? If you're an MC, you want to do a track like this, but maybe the producers you rock with, they only do like boom bap. They don't do necessarily this style per se. Align yourself with like-minded musicians that do that. You know, that's what happened with me and Yanni. Shout out to Yanni. Shout out to my man Jim Huswit. You know, me and Jim do a lot of stuff like this too. So I know, like, I have certain producers. If I want some gritty New York stuff, I can go to certain cats. If I want cinematic stuff, then I have to go to certain producers that can give me that, right? It's all about getting the right ingredients so at the end of the day, you're able to cook up the right product, right? That's what we're talking about, right? So definitely, you know, check out the track. Let us know what you think. You know, that's pretty much it, man. So, yo, shout out to The Voice. Shout out to Yanni. Shout out to all y'all. And until next week, as always,